Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends, Andy Murray here for What Culture Wrestling, and while WWE might be the biggest promotion in the game, they aren't necessarily the best when it comes to handling a talent's career, as we're about to find out today. Here are 10 wrestlers who transformed their careers by leaving WWE. Number 10, Pac. A great NXT run led to a good main roster debut, which then kind of fizzled out in the long term for Neville, before his incredible spell as the King of the Cruiserweights revived his fortunes completely. Sadly, this lasted less than a year and it went down on WWE's most neglected brand. The Geordie tried to quit the company, unhappy with his direction, and WWE, well, they decided to do the very WWE thing of freezing his contract, effectively putting his career on ice for almost a full calendar year. Finally let go by WWE in 2018, Pac returned to his old home in Japan, Dragon Gate, embarking on an incredible Open the Dream Gate title run that not only revived his career, but that entire company as well. And now, in AEW, we have the Bastard, a vicious, nasty little honey badger finally performing at his natural level as one of the best wrestlers in the world. Number 9, Christopher Daniels. Briefly signed to a WWE developmental deal at the turn of the century, the Fallen Angel never broke through the ranks of Heat and Jacked, working primarily, well, as a jobber, before eventually leaving, appearing for WCW, leaving there, and finding his footing in TNA and Ring of Honor. Three of the major promotions, Daniels broke out in a major way. He became one of his generation's most important and influential wrestlers in North America, and splitting his time between TNA and Ring of Honor proved immensely profitable. He was one of the most famous acts on the scene, a great wrestler, and hey, he's not too bad today either. Now 50 years old, he has wrestled all around the globe, from Japan to Mexico, with gimmicks as weird and wild as Curryman and Suicide, building the kind of legacy that any young hopeful coming into the business would love to have. Number 8, R-Truth. Remember Kay Quick? Well, probably not, but alongside Road Dogg, the wrestler we'd later come to know as R-Truth, worked the tag team mid-card and hardcore division without really accomplishing anything of note, apart from maybe his wrapped ring entrances. He was gone by 2002 and dived straight into TNA. Under his real name, Ron Killings, he became a star beyond anything he was going to be in WWE, embarking on a 5-year run that brought 2 NWA World Heavyweight title reigns, a bunch of other accomplishments, and finally some recognition for his charismatic talents. This gave him the momentum and renown required to return to WWE to significant fanfare in 2008, where he continues today as a genuinely funny comedy act in a company that doesn't always do comedy particularly well. Number 7, Sami Callihan. Callihan's NXT gimmick, Solomon Crow, was, well, not very good. Slapped up to the gills in fake tan, he was this weird-looking, ineffective hackerman who fiddled around with the arena lights and electronics a bit like a proto-retribution. It didn't work, and he was gone by 2015. Upon being turned loose, Callahan reprised his reputation as a stiff, wild striker and brawler on the indies, becoming one of the most infamous and in-demand acts on the global scene. And while he also worked for New Japan and Lucha Underground, Impact Wrestling has become his true home, with the company letting Sammy be Sammy in ways that would have never been possible in Stamford, leading to his first major world title reign as well. Not bad. Number 6, Raven. This could really be applied to both of Scott Levy's WWE releases, because being cut loose from his run as Johnny Polo in 1994 allowed him to go to ECW, where he became the dark, brooding, nihilistic grunge man that made him famous. An incredible promo and cult leader, Raven went all the way to the top in ECW, becoming world champion and embarking upon a legendary rivalry with Tommy Dreamer, who kicked him to the curb in a Loser Leaves Town match in 1997. Another blech WWE run followed from 2000 to 2003, and even though Raven did technically become a hardcore staple, winning that title 27 times, it shouldn't come as a surprise to learn that jumping to TNA was a good move for him. You know, the Gathering were no Raven's nest or even Raven's flock, but with ECW gone, becoming NWA World Heavyweight Champion was a fair compromise. Number 5, Deonna Purrazzo. How on earth do you have somebody as talented as Deonna Purrazzo on your books for 2 years and not do a single thing with them? I mean, bloody hell, I know it's WWE, but Purrazzo spent most of 2020 making the promotion look like the biggest group of dopes in the world, something that I'm sure will continue into 2021. The reigning Impact Wrestling Knockouts champion has more than proven anyone who doubted her wrong since being let go from WWE in April 2020. The release has been undeniably good for her, allowing Deonna to become a vanguard of an entire division as its undisputed ace, through typically slick, refined technical work, her great feud with Jordan Grace, and just generally carrying herself like the biggest star in any room. Now tied down to Impact for the foreseeable future, WWE must be rueing the day they let her go. Number 4, Christian. While he eventually returned to WWE and did become a world champion there in his second big run, leaving the company and moving to TNA in 2005 allowed Captain Charisma to truly soar as a legitimate main eventer for the first time in his career. This gave fans the opportunity to see a wrestler long considered one of the most underused in the world doing what he was born to do, proving himself as a headliner and as complete a pro wrestler as fully formed a pro wrestler as his old pal Edge, who Vince McMahon always preferred. He was a genuinely important building block for Impact at a vital spell in their history, something he would have struggled to become in WWE. Number 3, Gail Kim. Gail had two runs in WWE and neither of them worked out, leading to her swearing essentially that she'd never work for the market leaders again. It worked out spectacularly. More than just a mere multi-time champion and Hall of Famer, Kim played a huge role in establishing Impact Wrestling's Knockouts division as a serious proposition years before WWE thought of doing the same. Developing into a world-class pro wrestler capable of going toe-to-toe with anyone and somebody truly capable of lifting other talent up around her, Gail Kim became a legend in Impact. Would that have happened in WWE? Well, the chances, unfortunately, just weren't there. Number 2, Matt Hardy. I mean, WWE were never going to let Matt do something as zany as the Ultimate Deletion, were they? We saw their version in the end, and it was kinda lame. But of course, the original viral sensation, the Broken Brilliance, breathed new life into Matt's career. It kickstarted his pro wrestling run, taking an act that was fast becoming stale and creating a hype wave that eventually carried him and brother Jeff all the way back to WWE for that WrestleMania return. One of the best, one of the loudest crowd reactions, maybe ever? Hardy's second release from WWE in 2010 was a game changer that allowed him to unlock previously untapped vaults of creativity. He's got one of the wildest minds in the entire business, as he continues to prove in AEW today. And at number 1, Cody Rhodes. Okay, let's see. Going from a creatively stifled, frustrated mid-carder with a wacky spaceman gimmick you didn't really want to do anymore to being cut loose and finally being able to run through your personal list of dream matches, to becoming a world champion in Ring of Honor, to improving your skills, to become one of the most well-rounded, classically minded pro wrestlers in the game, to joining Bullet Club and playing a huge role in that stable's civil war. And, oh yeah, then there's forming the first promotion to provide true competition to WWE for the first time in what felt like an ice age, as well as standing as a genuine draw and top-level attraction with a laundry list of great promos, feuds, and matches at the same time. I don't know about you guys, but that sure sounds like a positive transformation to me.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.